Welcome to WestPlatteSports.com. This is Jay Nauer, and we have our weekly conversation with Coach Jim Newstead, head coach of the West Platte Blue Jays. And the Blue Jays win a big game on the road versus Lathrop last week, final score of 10-8. What a defensive masterpiece that was, really, as to watch, as well as a call. Certainly, if you enjoyed some defensive football, we had the difference in this game, which I find this one a little bit amazing. The difference in this game was a 26-yard field goal kicked by a freshman. Coach, this was a game, I think, one of the more classic games that we've seen, and a defensive masterpiece as far as I'm – some people call it defensive struggle, but as far as I was concerned, it was kind of a defensive masterpiece by both teams, and got to give the kids credit for they kept working and eventually got the win out of Lathrop.
Yeah, I mean, defensively, we had an excellent game. We had a great game plan. Coach Swope called a good game. We held the 16 yards rushing and 142 yards passing. And of those 142 passing, I think most yards came in the last two drives. And they got a lucky catch right over Xavier's hands. And that ball could have went to anyone. The last touchdown at the end, when time ran out. But defensively, we had a good game plan. We kind of knew what they wanted to do in their bone formation and what they wanted to do in the other formation. So we adjusted our defense. We changed it for every formation that gave us. It worked for us. Our kids bought in. Our kids play hard. Not only that, Christian Larrabee went down early in the game, so we put a linebacker in, Afton Butler, who didn't have as many reps at practice, but he came in and did an excellent job. Our front D line did a good job of stopping the run. It was just a great defensive effort for us. Offensively, we had 200 yards rushing and 83 yards passing. We got in the red zone three or four times. Their defense kind of held us. The first half, we kind of had our way with their defense. The second half, they made a few adjustments. We had to change our offense around a little bit because Christian was hurt. So it was kind of the multitude of that kind of stifled our offense a little bit the second half. But hats off to them. They made some good adjustments at halftime against our offense, but it was a heck of a game, I thought.
Yeah, you know, I remember one thing I did like is that the Blue Jays, although we didn't score on the situation, the Blue Jays got the ball with just a little time left and got themselves in a position where they could at least attempt a field goal there. For some reason, I know there wasn't any points in that, but I certainly felt like it gave the Blue Jays a little bit of momentum going into the half.
Well, what I really liked about it was kind of our two-minute drill. We've been practicing two-minute drill. We didn't really have the two-minute drill in week one against Polo when we really needed it. So from that day on, we kind of worked on two-minute drill, knowing that some game would probably come forward and we need it. And it kind of worked for us there. I know we didn't get any points. We got in the range of our field goal kicker. We had a bad snap, but I was confident he was going to make that field goal without the bad snap to get us 3 points there at that. But we know that we can throw the ball a little bit. We know we can be in gun. We're probably going to be in gun a little more often since we had so much success with that. I was really excited about our defensive stance when they had the kickoff return. I was upset about the kickoff return going down the 4-yard line. We got to fix that on our special teams, but being first and goal on the 4-yard line, us stopping them four plays in a row is pretty impressive against a pretty good team.
And certainly we got to talk about the freshman kicker there. And you mentioned there after the game that he just flat worked on extra on his kicks this last week, and it certainly paid off in this game for sure.
Yeah, we've worked him at field goals a lot, and we didn't have a very good week. On Monday or Tuesday when we did field goals, he didn't have a very good day. I think he was 0 for 5 as we were practicing him live. So he called his dad and asked him, he's only a freshman, he doesn't have a driver's license. So he called his dad and asked me if he could stay out there and kick a little bit, and his dad stayed with him, and he said, "Coach, I'm pretty confident I can make, I changed my approach. I'm pretty confident I can make anything at 25 in." So when we were on the 26-yard line, I said, "Well, it's not 25-yard in, buddy, but here's your shot." I mean, he would have made that at 30. It was a great kick.
That's certainly what football really is all about. Sometimes you just got to do a little work, and sometimes you'll find an adjustment you need to make, and it certainly worked. And it's not a bad time of year to discover that you got a decent kicker now.
Yeah, it helps a lot with the special teams. We have a few things to fix on special teams, our kickoff and our kickoff return. Hopefully that will show this week. But other than that, I'm pretty excited about our special teams. I think we've done a pretty good job in special teams. And I didn't mention earlier about how good of a game that Akin Buckler had an offense. He ran the ball 27 times for 108 yards. He ran the ball well. He never went down the first tackle. Dalton Woodward was the same way. He had 73 yards, and 60 of those yards were in the first half, maybe the first drive. But he had another great game, and those are two sophomore running backs that are playing well right now. Payson Chandler at tight end caught four passes for 42 yards and the only touchdown, making that his fifth touchdown of the season. And Xavier Reynolds pulled in three catches for 26 yards. So pretty well-balanced offense, I thought, for the night. I wish we would have scored a few more times in the red zone. We talked about the urgency of that at practice this week. Defensively, I thought Payson led the team with nine tackles, three of them for a loss and one sack. Gunner ended up having two sacks, Lane two sacks, and Xavier Reynolds had a nice pick there on one drive that looks like they were getting some momentum on. So had some pretty good performances. I was excited about the win. I like winning at Lathrop. I know we had a little struggle with Lathrop before I got here, some bad games with them, and we've kind of responded well and played them well since my tenure here started.
Well, fantastic, Coach. Thanks for getting us updated on the performances of your people. I tell you what, we'll need all the weapons as we get ready Friday night as West Platte Blue Jays take on North Platte for the vaunted Tobacco Stick Trophy. We'll be right back to talk about that right after this. The Bartee Law Office is the place to go for your legal needs, specializing in estate planning, elder care, probate, and real estate attorney needs. For the best representation by attorney, it's your best interest to turn to the Bartee Law Office. Give them a call at 816-386-4025 or check out their website at barteelawfirm.com. The Tin Kitchen is the top barbecue destination in the West Platte area and has also established itself to be in the top 20 barbecue restaurants in Kansas City. Tin Kitchen's menu features pecan wood smoked meats straight from the pit, slow smoke for up to 16 hours. It features pulled pork, brisket, chicken, and award-winning barbecue ribs. Stop by the Tin Kitchen at 509 Main Street in Weston, Missouri for a fantastic barbecue dining experience or check out their catering menu at www.tin-kitchen.com or call them at 816-640-0100. Reese Nichols, Weston Bend provides a remarkable home buying and selling experience. If you're looking for residential, urban, rural properties, or historic homes in the West Platte area, you need to contact the good people at Reese Nichols, Weston Bend for the best personal service that you deserve. Do yourself a favor and give them a call at 816-640-2600 or check out their website at reesenichols.com/Weston. Or better yet, stop by their offices at 18272 Missouri State Highway 45 at Weston. Well, welcome back as we have Coach Newstead with us as we talk about this upcoming game and what a game this is shaping up to be. Holy cow. Both teams come into this 3-4. And if you look at the records, I mean, as far as scoring records, and I don't really advise this. I mean, it looks like on paper it's pretty much a dead heat contest. You look at the district difference right now. We'll talk about the district here after we talk about this game. But, I mean, right neck and neck here for district for that, third and fourth spot, West Platte with 29.65 and North Platte with 28.42 points. That's how close this is. And, wow, Coach, this rivalry goes to where now we're playing for an awful lot with this game. Conference, district, head-to-head. Wow, this can't get any bigger than this, I don't think.
No, it's probably our biggest football game of the year, and they're probably thinking the same thing. We played some good teams and some good games, but this is by far the best, the most important game of the season for both of us. This is my third year here. Didn't know much about the rivalry with North Platte when I first got here. Didn't know much about the Tobacco Stick, but it's become a very important game. I understand that. Not become, it always has been, but it's become a very important game to me in my eyes. I didn't see that when I first got here, but it's a big rival. It's a good game. Our kids get fired up to play it. We've had a great week of practice. They have a very good football team, with three wins, and they've scored on some teams that probably they didn't score on. They got a few touchdowns against North, against Mid-Buck and a few touchdowns against Penny. So, they played well there. Their quarterback, number three, Colton Kirkham, is a great quarterback. He's probably leading the league right now or close to the league in passes between him and the East Buck quarterback. Their wide receiver, Caden Melendor Sr., number 12. I probably think he's probably the best wide receiver in the conference. He is fast. He runs great routes. I know there's two games that they were down in the fourth quarter, and the quarterback won the number 12, got him the win against Maysville and against Penny. So he's a big threat to him with them. Liam Service is the running back, number 25. He's been playing running back since he's been a freshman. He's a junior. He's a big load for them. And their whole line's a pretty good line, and it's probably one of the better lines we play. Excuse me. They got two state medalists in wrestling there for the hoop. You know, we know they wrestle for mid-buck, but the Cruz kid and the Stockenbauer kid both wrestle for mid-buck. They're both big kids at 223 and 242. They have another lineman at 295 and another lineman at 237. So they're pretty big up front. They like to run the ball. When you start to load the box and stop the run, then they want to throw to number 12. And number 12 is a weapon. So we've worked hard on trying to find ways to stop number 12 this week. On defense, they got the same line up front, so there's some big boys up front. Linebacker-wise, they got Liam Service at linebacker, Stockenbauer at linebacker, and Shane Scarborough at linebacker. Pretty good linebackers. Quarterback plays number is the safety back there, trying to stop the pass. So if I said they had a weakness at all, I'd probably think that it'd be a little bit more on defense because they have given up quite a few points just like we have, but their offense is strong. So we've worked hard this week on changing up the defense a little bit so they can't see what we did, just do what we did against Lathrop. Offensively, we kind of stuck to what we know. We don't want to confuse the kids. We want them to play fast and hard. So offensively, you're not going to see much of a difference, but you're going to see a little bit of difference on defense. Hopefully it works out for us. Hopefully we match up well against them.
One of the statements I really caught my attention is when certainly you said they may be the best passing team in the conference, which if you put them up against East Buchanan stuff and playing there equal or better, I mean, certainly that's something to be aware of. Would you say they have about the same amount of balance between the run and the pass as compared to somebody like East Buchanan?
Well, East Buchanan, when they throw the ball, they're going to pick you apart because they have so many receivers. So they're going to dink you here, dink you there. North Platte goes for the big play, and they've caught a lot of big plays. How many games I've watched. I've watched five games. I don't know how many times they've got a 50-yard or plus pass to number 12. So, wow. I mean, they're going to get you the big play. Number 3 scrambles a little bit, and it's hard to take down. He'll scramble a little bit, and then he'll hit number 12 deep. As far as passing yards, I guarantee number 12's got more receiving yards than anyone in the conference. So, they're a big threat when they want to throw it deep. They have a good line and a good running back. So you can't empty the box and cover the pass on them because they're going to hurt you in the running game. So, we got to find ways to mix it up so they don't know exactly what we're doing. We got to find ways to get a little pressure on the quarterback so they can't just sit back there and throw it to number 12. But two different style offenses, really. East Buck's going to kind of dink you everywhere. These guys are going to go for the home run ball.
Okay, thanks for that analysis, Coach, and the scouting report certainly. We'll go into the, conference and district segment of this of the show here. And just looking at the district setup right now, Mid-Buchanan and East Buchanan, they will be playing each other. We'll talk about the schedule here this week. But Mid-Buchanan on top now, 7-0. They got 50.93 points. East Buchanan, they're 6-1. They've got 47.21 points. They will be playing each other a Friday night. And, of course, then you got the head-to-head situation as well. West Platte, North Platte, same situation in the third and fourth slot. West Platte, 3-4, 29.65 points. North Platte, they're 3-4, 28.42 points. And, once again, head-to-head situation that can be, well, that's on the line here as well. Penny in the fifth slot at 1-6. Carrollton at the sixth slot at 1-6. Apollo in the seventh slot at 2-5. And Plattsburgh at 0-7. And just breaking down the remaining schedule, Friday night, Mid-Buchanan plays at East Buchanan. Penny is playing at Plattsburgh. In the conference situation, Lawson at Lathrop, neither one of those are in our district. They're a different class. But other district games of importance, Polo will be playing at Milan, and Carrollton will be playing at Holden. Coach, it's just win, baby. I hate to steal it from an old coach, but that's what you got to do here from here on out. That's all you got to do here.
It's not that you don't have enough motivation to try to win the tobacco stick in this game, because that's a pretty big motivational part of the game. But as we look at the numbers and look at what's going on in their districts, the winner of this game is guaranteed a home game for the first round districts, and that is huge. So I think whoever is the winner here is going to be in the top four guaranteed. Penny's kind of the unknown factor. Penny's probably going to beat Plattsburgh, so they're going to move up. And then we play Penny the last game. So the winner of this is almost guaranteed a first-round district home game. So if the tobacco stick wasn't enough, then you're playing for a home district game also, which is going to help out a lot. I think when it comes down to it, us, Penny, and North Platte will be 3, 4, and 5, somewhere in that area. I don't know what's happened to Polo. They were a good ball club early, but they've lost some games that they should have won. So I don't know if they got some injury problems there or something, but it doesn't look like Polo's going to be a factor in this district run for 3rd, 4th, and 5th. So it's going to be between us three.
Yeah, that's a good way of breaking it down. And, evenly matched contests, and that's anybody that's playing. Of course, the two highlight ones, Mid-Buchanan, East Buchanan, and West Platte, North Platte, certainly in the district. But it can come down to recovering the ball when it's loose. It can be getting those feet in bounds when you catch the ball. I mean, little things are a big deal right now.
Yeah, that's something we talked about in practice Tuesday and Wednesday. This game's going to come down to where a team makes the fewest mistakes, who has the fewest turnovers, fewest penalties, can finish drives, can get in the end zone. Special teams will be a big part, too, because special teams are always a big part in close ball games. So we're going to have to play a pretty sound game with no mistakes. I thought we had too many – with the Lathrop win, even though we won, I thought we had too many mistakes, especially the big mistake of fumbling there right at the game. And all we had to do was get a first down and seal the deal. I was a little disappointed with that. We talked about that with the kids on Monday. It was kind of more of a problem between a handoff between the quarterback and running back. It had nothing to do with what Lathrop did. So we kind of put them in a situation to help themselves. Luckily, our defense came through. So defensively, we just can't give up big plays against number 12. We're going to have to keep number 3 contained, and we have to stop the run. But the team that makes the least amount of mistakes is going to be the winner in this game.
Well, no question about it, Coach. Certainly we wish you and the West Platte Blue Jays success Friday night as the West Platte Blue Jays take on the North Platte Panthers for the Tobacco Stick Trophy. Coach, best wishes to you. I tell you what, Blue Jay Nation's going to be waiting for this one. We've been hearing from them all week. And certainly we're excited about this game. I know you are a coach. And I tell you what, best wishes to you and the Blue Jays as you take on the Panthers Friday night.
All right, thank you. It's senior night. We're going to celebrate the seniors. We got to get as much of the Blue Jay Nation as we can in the stands because North Platte's going to bring a big crowd. Come out and cheer us for the Tobacco Stick. Big game, big rivalry. Let's play some football and have some fun.